In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Well, is that a turkey I hear? It's Turkey Week all over the country, and of course right here in Marion and Crittenden County, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving, counting our blessings, and talking about the news this week. Gosh, there's just so much going on in this small rural community. It's never a news desert, I will say that. A lot of troubling things in the news this week. I'll just go ahead and jump right in and get you started. We've got a lot to cover this morning. It's Monday morning, November 24th, and over the weekend, we learned of the arrest of two Marion men who are now jailed in the Crittenden County Detention Center, facing Class C felony charges of second-degree manslaughter. Now, a lot of folks ask, what is manslaughter? Is that like murder? You know, it's a, there's a murder charge that Kentucky has, and then there are manslaughter charges. So second-degree manslaughter is where the alleged perpetrators or suspects know that whatever activity is being engaged in is potentially deadly, that it can lead to the death of someone, and they wantonly, which means purposely or willfully, just continue on in that activity, whether it can lead or could lead to the death of someone. So that's the charge, and the men charged are Dustin McKinney. He's 35 years old, and Andrew Bryan, he is 29 years old. Now, they were indicted in a sealed indictment on November 13th by the Crittenden County Grand Jury. So there's not a lot of information available just yet. I anticipate that indictment warrant will be unsealed by a judge this morning, and I will be able to go by and get some details of this. But based on what I know right now, just from just some cursory information, is that it has something to do with death of a 22-year-old man who was found deceased in McKinney's home in Greenwood Heights back in June of 2023. I wrote about three fentanyl related deaths back that summer and fall of 2023, and I have reason to believe it's related to one of those. We'll find out more today. Marion Police Department is the lead investigative agency on this, and I'll be talking to Chief Bobby West, and I believe George Foster, Officer George Foster, is handling this case. So I'll be talking with them this week as well. You can find more details in the Crittenden Press. And the Marion Police Department has also been investigating a drive-by type shootings, I guess you might say. In this case, the perpetrators were not driving. They were stationary and shooting at vehicles along South Main Street in Marion with what appeared to be a high-powered pellet guns. Marion Police Chief Bobby West tells me that the guns have been located and some individuals have been identified as possible suspects, but no charges at this time, although he does anticipate some coming. Some vehicles were damaged. This happened out around between Liberty Fuels and Marion Pit Barbecue last week. And most of you probably also saw in the Crittenden Press and on social media a few days back before this that A Marion man was driving on Kentucky 91 in Caldwell County, and it looked like a shotgun blast had hit his windshield. Now more people are coming forward. It looks like there were more of those over on 91 between Fredonia and Princeton. So be careful out there. Just a lot of crazy things going on. You can kind of keep up with a lot of these stories in between newspapers on our digital platforms, whether that be the Crittenden Press online, our Facebook pages, of course the Early Bird's out there too. A lot of news is pushed over the Early Bird platforms, which are on various other, you know, TikTok, Instagram. So you know, we're getting some incredible numbers. We appreciate our viewers in supporting us. We're getting more than 1 million views every month now across our digital platforms. And if we can use that viewership to you know, support your business or service, you know, whether you're making things and selling them or providing a service, we can help you promote that across a very broad spectrum. So contact us at the Crittenden Press. And speaking of commercials, let's take a little short break and we'll be right back with more news.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
I want to remind you that on Saturday of this week, Marion will be having its annual Small Business Saturday event in downtown Marion. That's promoted and sponsored by the Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce and H&H Home and Hardware. You can go down to H&H, and you better be there early. They will be handing out what they call goodie bags. Some of those bags will have special mystery prizes in them, but others will have discount coupons and all sorts of items and materials from local businesses, maybe some gadgets and things. Be sure to get down there early. You'll want to be in line, you know, well before 8 a.m. That's when they will start handing out those bags, and they go in a hurry. Again, that's Saturday morning, H&H, 8 a.m. is when they will start handing out bags. Be in line, you know, if you want to get one. This afternoon, I will be down at Salem for the big announcement at Livingston Hospital. It looks like they're going to get their multi-million dollar USDA loan to complete the expansion and the renovation of the hospital. You know, the last number I heard on that was around $75 million. What an incredible investment that is in Salem. And you know, they've already done a good bit. They've demoed some old buildings there on the campus, and they've built a clinic and a community center, and this will be the pinnacle of that. Shane Whittington, he's the CEO. I've been talking to him a little bit about all this, and sounds like we're going to have a major announcement this afternoon at 3 p.m. Down at the hospital campus in Salem. And you know, there's a great deal of additional investment in Salem as far as the Crittenden Livingston Water District goes. There were some folks from the Kentucky Environmental Department, Division of Water folks, were in Marion and down in Salem and Pinckneyville at the water plant there south of Salem on Friday. And, you know, there were a lot of discussions, of course, about Marion's water issues, the expansion project at Crittenden and Livingston, but also of concern. I'm sure you've seen this in the national news or heard it, the term PFAS or forever chemicals. And as they make this transformation and expansion of the Crittenden Livingston Water District, which will eventually serve all of Marion as well, while they're doing that, they're going to introduce some mechanisms and technology to start to capture and remove these forever chemicals. And that's going to add, of course, to the price tag. And, you know, it's already up there, several million dollars. And it looks like by the time they're done, you know, you're talking probably another 40 to 50 million, maybe probably more than that, investment in all of this water infrastructure in Crittenden County and Livingston County. So and Salem at the epicenter of it all. Of course, the election is still months away, but it's on everybody's lips. The conversations are already building. And this week, Athena Hayes, the sitting jailer in Crittenden County, has filed for re-election. And of course, she will face a former jailer, Robbie Kirk, who has also filed. Of course, the jail's been in the news a great deal, and the fiscal court last week took somewhat startling action in indicating they will not be paying some of the bills the jail owes to its vendors because of the financial situation. You can get all the details in the Crittenden Press. You know, there was some information that moved this weekend as well from the Kentucky Association of Counties, which is trying to put together a legislative package that will try to come to the rescue, you know, for county jails. This problem of funding these county jails is not something that we have proprietary ownership of. This is a problem all across Kentucky, and the Kentucky Association of Counties has been meeting in the last few months and has created a group of professionals that are working with legislators, and it looks like there is going to be some sort of package introduced in the General Assembly when it convenes in January in Frankfort that maybe bring some relief to these county jails. And that relief cannot come soon enough for Crittenden County because it's a real problem, just a major deficit there in the jail budget. And again, you can read those details in this week's Crittenden Press. We're going to take a short break for another message from one of our partners, and we'll be right back with sports.
When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything.
Well, over the weekend, Rocket Arena hosted a full slate of basketball action. Gosh, basketball all day on Saturday. Scrimmages between multiple teams. There were teams from Paducah, Hickman County, Allen County, Caldwell County, and others. Boys and girls played. The good news, the Rocket boys basketball team, of course, coming off that winless season last year, actually won one of their scrimmage games. They still look like they've got a way to go. However, they did pick up a victory over Fulton. And didn't do so well in some of the other ones, but nonetheless, they're getting on the right track under new head coach Kenny Jackson. And of course, the Lady Rockets, a lot of high expectation this year for that group. Coach Shannon Hodge in her 33rd year at the helm of the Lady Rockets. And perhaps one of the best teams she's ever put on the floor. The bar's pretty high for this group. They've played in the regional championship game twice out of the last 3 years, and Coach Hodge says it's time to get back and have a chance to win that thing this time. So you can get the basketball previews in this week's Crittenden Press. We'll have those team photos and rosters and all that fun basketball stuff that we publish as we get ready for the opening of the 2025-26 season. Both teams kick off on December 2nd. That'll be the first regular season game. But the girls over the weekend, they won all their scrimmages. They're actually 4-0 in scrimmage games so far, and they have a brutal schedule coming up. And are ranked number 2 right now in the preseason poll, according to the Courier-Journal. The Kentucky Wildcat football team had a rough go of it over the weekend. You know, they were down at Nashville and played Vanderbilt and got smoked 45-17. Your basketball team, Kentucky Wildcats, are 4-2. They beat Loyola late last week in their game, and then they will be playing again Wednesday night at Rupp Arena against Tennessee Tech. And to close things out this morning, deer season, the rifle modern gun portion of the deer season ended yesterday. Now the harvest totals in the county continue to be down. I'm getting all sorts of calls and just running into people on the street around town asking about, you know, where are all these deer? Of course, we had an article by local biologist, certified biologist Philip Sharp, that was we put online and in the press over the past couple of weeks during the deer season, trying to explain some of this. But numbers are down. People are concerned. The sportsmen are concerned. The people who drive at night are not typically concerned, nor are the insurance companies that have to fix all these cars. But the sportsmen have some great concerns. You know, they've gone through this on turkeys as well, which is another of the favorite bigger game that folks hunt. But with regard to the deer harvest, when I went on the air this morning, checked the statistics on total deer harvest so far for the fall season. Now that includes all types of weapons, gun season again, which just ended, archery, crossbow, black powder. So Crittenden County right now is around 2,000 deer that have been harvested. Now, the bulk of the deer have been taken that will be taken because from now on, the only weapon you can use will be a bow and arrow, a crossbow, or there's one more muzzleloader season. Of course, those you know, those seasons do not pile up the harvest figures. So we're not, we're going to get a few more deer on that harvest list, but not too many. So we're right around 2,000 right now. And the lowest total harvest that we have had over the last 25 years or so has been about 2,200, and that was way back in 2001. But last year, local hunters took 2,612 white-tailed deer during all seasons, and that was one of the lowest in many years. It's been tracking down for quite a while. Just a few years ago, you know, they were taking 3,500 deer a season back in around 2017, 18, 19, and then it just started dropping off around COVID time. I don't know. That doesn't have anything to do with it, but it is coincidental that that's when this started spiraling down. I'm not insinuating by any stretch of the imagination that COVID had anything to do with it. I want to make that perfectly clear, but it is coincidental. And I can't think of anything else that, gosh, that's enough for one day, isn't it? We've got all sorts of things happening in Marion, Crittenden County, and it's Thanksgiving week. Will be a short work week for many of you. And but we'll be back. We'll have a broadcast on Thanksgiving morning, so tune in, and we'll catch you up on what's happened in the first part of your holiday week. So this has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving week.